The white Cleveland policeman who killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice told another officer he had no choice but to shoot the black boy as he clutched a toy weapon last year. That's according to details of an investigation made public over this past weekend by the Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Department. Last week, a Cleveland judge found probable cause to charge rookie officer Timothy Lohman with murder. But the decision whether to prosecute is likely to rest with a grand jury. And in the meantime, there's concern that if no charges are filed against the officer, the kind of rioting seen in places like Baltimore and Ferguson could happen in Cleveland, too. But there are people who live and work in the city's neighborhoods, out of the spotlight, who contend with violence every day. David C. Barnett from Here and Now contributor WCPN reports on a local effort to help young people tell that story.
Lakeview Terrace is a place that many Cleveland-area commuters pass every day and don't even know it. It's a public housing project nestled between a major highway and piles of crushed limestone and slag heaped along the banks of the Cuyahoga River. 15-year-old Shawana Gaston says there's also gangs and drug peddlers.
My mom, she worries about it sometimes, so she'll say, stay close to the house, stay where I can see you, be home at this time and stuff like that.
Lakeview Terrace was one of the country's first experiments in public housing when it was built in the mid-1930s. A series of red brick apartments flow along windy streets that slope down to the river. But the attractive layout is at odds with 65-year-old Diane Howard's feelings of concern for the young people that live here.
Because they live in around this environment where they see a lot of things going on, or maybe in their household. So at Brick City, when they stepped in, they helping these children.
Brick City is an outreach program of Cleveland Public Theater that works with youngsters 5 to 14 who live in public housing.
You ready, Shawana?
Yes.
All right, here.
Faye Hargate directs the program and specializes in what's known as devised theater. Rather than working from a script by an established playwright, the stories are devised by the players, the kids, out of their own lives and imaginations. Hargate says the core idea is that anyone can do theater.
So they might not be getting the chance in the schools or in their daily lives to experience that, but the desire to play and share and make stories is something that is inherent to who we are as human beings. So for them, it's very natural.
We are beautiful.
Beautiful.
Royal.
Royal.
Silly.
Silly.
Angry.
Angry.
Violent. Sad.
Sad.
Triumphant.
Triumphant.
We are human.
Shawana Gaston has been with Lakeview Terrace's Brick City troupe since she was 8. And she says that up until recently, shows were lighthearted and a bit silly.
We did plays about frogs, and we were like hopping across the stage, and we set this like place in the forest and stuff. But this one is more intense because it's more like real, just realistic.
This one had a storyline ripped from the headlines, the fatal shooting by police of 12-year-old Tamir Rice.
A number of the youth that I teach through the Brick City program were classmates with Tamir. And so you could really, the feeling of loss was very palpable.
And so Hargate and her kids decided to make their story about how a community deals with loss. Several of the cast members could relate to that. Like 9-year-old Jayon Knight, who remembers a 2-year-old neighbor who accidentally got shot last June.
Baby Reese, I was crying. And I had a little teddy bear when it was his funeral day. I was crying hard.
Well, 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 who's that gone? The spirit is moving all over this land.
In between the stories told on stage, the cast occasionally slipped into a spiritual to add a moment of reflection and mourning. Jayon says it was one of his favorite parts of the play.
It's a calm music. It calms me. Like when I'm all hyper and I get to sing the song, it calms me. Calms me down.
After the group's final performance at a nearby church, the young actors went back to their lives on the other side of the highway. Calling Lakeview Terrace the Projects is a loaded label. It's another community of Cleveland where people are looking for a larger audience to understand their lives.
So when these kids say it's their play, yes, it's their play. It's their play. They just witnessed a lot.
For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett.